BD214 Network podcast is for mature audiences only. Any videos, music, or entertainment not originating from DD214 Network is used and covered under Section 107 of the Copyright Act of 1976, also known as fair use. Opinions expressed are our own and do not represent any DoD or U.S. government entities as a whole. This podcast is for entertainment purposes only. Viewer and listener discretion is advised. You are no longer alone now, because we have you.
How's everybody fucking feeling today?
Oh boy, still alive. Can you tell how excited I am about it?
Feels a little too excited and it's scary.
I'm telling you, man, I can't contain the excitement I have for just waking up and breathing again and again and again. I'm just fucking with you, man. It's been okay. How are you doing today, John?
Oh, I'm good. Just another day. Pretty boring week. Nothing really exciting. You know, I'm just in a good mood.
I feel that.
I just want to say we finally fucking did it. We're live on Rumble. It's actually working.
Okay.
I was gonna say, is it gonna stay working? Because I know there were issues last week.
You guys are gonna have to keep me updated on that. And if is there chat in there? Is there chat in Rumble too? Are you piping that into us, John, or is that something that you have to be on Rumble to see?
You have to be. Well, we're streaming from here. But you have to be on Rumble in order to
see the chat.
Yeah, but I've been trying to get this thing working for weeks, and I'm just happy that I finally got it going. Holy shit, that's a big deal.
If we ever happen to get any chat from there, see if you can copy paste and paste their shit onto here so that we can see. If you have that ability to go from one to the other.
I mean, I will say I don't think that the chat will show up because it's an RTMP. It's on an RTMP stream, but it's there. Are we even on YouTube?
Yes, we are.
I always pull up YouTube
like freaking just to make sure that sometimes just to see if I can see if like people are chatting, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like that's kind of like so yeah, but yes we are. Answer is yes.
Fantastic. I'm over here like making sure everything's going because you know we're always being guinea pigs here.
I'm telling you, dude, we don't fuck around here. One thing we definitely do not do is play. You know what I'm saying? We have fun. We have lots of fucking fun here, but we don't fucking play.
I mean, unless you bring us over to a Saturday night at the Cuckoo Club, then we're playing, you know, with each other. I'm just saying.
We don't talk about that. Those things on this podcast, John. You know this. Thank you.
Listen, sometimes, my lord. I have to tell you guys about a crazy thing this week. Okay. So you guys know I was excited for Taxi Simulator. You know I like my driving sims and stuff.
Yes, I know you like it. Fucking weirdo, but yes, I love you. Yes, tell me about the Taxi Simulator, John.
Why the fuck does a driving game barely any have fucking wheel support?
I don't even know what that means.
My fucking wheel's been sitting there for months, not doing anything, stuck playing Truck Simulator, and I'm over here fucking, you know, like, I want to drive. I don't want to use a controller for a driving game.
So they didn't implement fucking steering wheel support into the fucking game?
Oh, it's in there. There's just not enough of it. It's only like three wheels.
I'm confused. So you're talking about like the steering wheel that is like a controller for the game, and it's a taxi simulator game, and you can't use the steering wheel for the, it just doesn't work.
So this is what I'm talking about.
His model of steering wheel does it.
His specific model of steering wheel. So that looks like a nice one.
Yeah, it's a newer model. It's the Thrustmaster T248. I know Jay likes the word Thrustmaster, so
I definitely like things that thrust, and I definitely like masters of the art of thrusting. Yes, I do. That is absolutely 100%. Yeah.
And I mean, listen. I know, more specifically, Jay, you don't really like. I don't want to say you don't get it. It's just not your thing.
I would never be able to handle a video game like that. It would be off in less than 10 minutes. It's just not my style. Not my style. I would immediately be bored. I would immediately be checking out. I already do stuff that is every bit as monotonous as driving a truck or a taxi in my regular day-to-day life.
Yeah.
I would never spend my time, my leisure time, which is what we'll call it, leisure time. I would never spend my leisure time doing something as monotonous as that. I don't blame people
because I've explained myself.
For me, it's like, if I actually get leisure time, I'm doing something with my leisure time. I'm not.
Yeah. So, I mean, like I've said before,
I'm not folding laundry on my leisure time, right? That's chore time. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
so I've said before, the reason why I like these Sims, because it's things I would never do in my real life. You know what I mean?
That's
just my thing. But this game was supposed to be, it was hyped to be the taxi game. And I got my $37 back like the next day. So I'm pretty happy that I got my refund back.
Was there a mechanic on there where you could pick up like a random, like, you know, person, and then it turns into like a porno? Like on some of my favorite porn that I watch.
But I think that there are other games for that on Steam, Jay. And that, you know, that's why I'm scared for Jay to get the PC, Squillini. Because when he discovers what's on Steam, it's over for everybody.
I've never gotten into the sexy video games either. Like, that shit doesn't do it for me either. It's like, that shit does not do it for me. Like,
oh shit.
Oh, shit is right.
I think I'm more concerned for once Jay finally gets a VR headset.
Oh, shit.
Dude, if I had the fucking holodeck from like Star Trek The Next Generation, I would never leave. Like, I would just never leave.
You gotta think. Jay with the with a VR headset, and then they've got those Bluetooth controller things for doing things to yourself.
The Thrustmasters.
Keep going. I'm listening. Like my ears are now perked up. I'm listening now. I'm listening.
You
know,
you pull up the an interactive video on your VR headset, and
you're not too far off, Dylan. The only difference is I'm freaking. I'm single, and probably for reasons, right? So anywho, we appreciate you, Dylan. Thanks for tuning in.
Well, thank God we lost the fan, right? I can't hear you, Squillini.
What the fuck?
You're back.
You're back. You're back, baby. We got you back, baby boy. You're right here, boo. You're right here. You're right here, my man. You're right here. You're right here. You are right fucking here.
He's right there. Squillini.
John. I just want to say something. John.
It's okay. I'm obsessed with hearing my own name. It's all right.
Squillini, how was your
week? Daddy, chill. Daddy, chill.
How was your week, Squillini? Even if you did nothing, how was it? What'd you do? We'll get back to you, John. John, we're going to get back to you in a minute because I know you have a little bit more than we do.
Oh, no, you're good. Go.
It was good. Yesterday was the missus' birthday, so we went out to dinner and to the bowling alley with her family. And then Friday night, we went downtown. I drank way too fucking much.
What are you going to do? It happens sometimes, right? I mean,
had to delete some very embarrassing security camera footage from my security cameras. definitely not talking about that on the air.
Are you redacting evidence of your life?
You know it still fucking happened, right, Joe? You know God saw you. Yeah. You know God saw you. God definitely saw you, and you can never believe the evidence of God's view.
It's God.
Now, I know he's not going to reveal it, but all I'm going to say is that I'm assuming that he fell on his ass. Definitely not on his face, because his face still looks fine.
No, let's just put it this way. There's some office footage from my office cam that had to get deleted, and carpet cleaner needed to be used. And no, I did not grow up.
I think I know where you're going with that, and we're not talking
about
that.
Ever heard of Jerkmate?
We're not talking about that. No. On the air. We're not talking about that. Not on the air. That. We're not talking about that on the air.
Well, I hope
I love you guys.
I hope that you feel better.
If you know, if nothing else, no matter how crazy or absolutely batshit wild like my life ever gets, it's a pleasure waking up on Sundays just so I can hear about the two of you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just so I can hear about the two of you. Joe's not worried about telling a story. He's not even worried about the fact that he had to fucking delete footage. He's worried because he had to fucking use carpet cleaner. And that tells me a whole nother fucking set of circumstances, which is why he doesn't want to talk about it. That's what I get up on Sunday mornings for right there. That's the shit I get up on. I kind of have a feeling I know where he's going with this. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you're not talking about that on the podcast. We do have standards, Joe. Thank you.
Wow. Oh, it's my boy Dylan Onan is John Banks. That's my employee in the logging company in RP. What up, my man? What up? Thank you,
Tom, for coming. Tom, thank you very much for coming. We do appreciate having you here. Seriously, like it's always nice to have guests and to actually be joined by the good peoples of this beautiful fucking world we live in, this beautiful creation. So thank you for being with us on Sunday morning. Welcome to church.
Yeah, and over here we're praising the word of the military Bible, my friend. And whatever you hear, I mean you might have to cover your ears, but so we got two interesting emails to DD214.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I love how you wait until we're live before you say any of this, but I'm gonna give you some grace, John. Like I want to hear about it.
I've been looking at we have a lot of old emails in here. One from someone. So where's this one? Some guy was like kind of pissed off. This is from an attorney.
Fuck yeah, dude. We don't even have an established audience, and we're already getting messages from lawyers. That's fucking badass.
Yeah.
I kind of dig. Can we pause for a moment of reflection on that? That's like totally us. Thank you. Yeah.
And we're not even in trouble. We're not even in trouble.
We've never done anything to get in trouble. Fuck anyone that thinks we have.
Oh, no.
Tell me about Mr. Attorney.
I haven't read this email yet. So this one says, greetings. I hope this finds you well. I'm writing to you today to recommend Hassan Barnes as a guest on your podcast. He is a personal injury attorney at the law office of Hassan D. Barnes, LLC, and has over 20 years experience representing clients in personal injury cases.
That's a bot.
Is he a veteran?
That's totally a spam email.
That's a bot. Nope.
Fantastic.
Don't click any links, John. Crash that shit right away.
I already don't talk to cops, dude. Like,
Here's another one.
I don't talk to lawyers. I only talk to lawyers if I have to talk to cops.
Here's another one. This one is from January. Actually, the original email was from November 2023. I'm actually going to write back to this one. I recently came across your show, was impressed by the valuable content you provide to your audience. I'm deeply committed to serving those who listen to your podcast, and I couldn't help but feel compelled to reach out. I am Steven, an executive ghostwriter with 30 years experience across various fields, and I believe I can offer a unique and thought-provoking perspective on your podcast. I am a 10 years U.S. Navy Corpsman Medic.
Corpsman.
Corpsman.
Okay. God damn it, John. I love you.
No, can I explain something? I'm not doing this on purpose, okay?
No, you're not, and I'm sorry if it agitates you. I'm sorry if it agitates you. I really am. No, but
I need you guys to understand something, that when I'm reading, I'm going by what I'm reading, and it just comes out, okay?
I know, baby.
I'm not trying to disrespect anyone.
I still love you, baby. I still love you.
You know what?
Let's meet in the middle. Let's meet in the middle. You say it as it comes out of your mouth, and we will, me and Joe will politely say,
Corman. Let's meet in the middle with tips. You remember
we're gonna play a game of just the tip.
Yeah, you remember when the Russian and the American, they shook hands in space? That we're gonna
Daddy chill.
We're gonna do something like that.
Daddy chill.
He's a 16-year paramedic. He is a father to 8 kids.
Dude, pull out. What the fuck?
He's a full-time RV living minimalist, run a family farm, and a Fortune 50 company mid-level management. And then he wrote back to us just a couple days ago saying, I'm just checking if you guys got my email. Yay, nay?
I think I need access to this email because apparently, John, you don't check it at all.
You do have access to it.
When the fuck was I given access to it?
When you join this podcast, it's the same login that you have with the YouTube. The exact same thing.
You gotta let Joe know stuff like that, though, John.
He's the tech guy.
That's not. But
I didn't even know I had access to the fucking YouTube until today.
You can't tell somebody, John.
I bet you money that if you scroll up a long fucking time, you're gonna see the email and the password in there.
So buried it is.
I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to claim my traumatic brain injury here and state that if it was said, it was said in the middle of us talking about something else and a whole lot of shit was going on in chat and it got overlooked.
I would never give you a welcome package in the middle of a conversation.
I knew I had access to it, but that's only because I've been here the whole fucking time. I just never check it. I just never check it. Like, so.
John, to give me a welcome packet in the middle of a fucking conversation.
But that I just seems
like but what I did.
No. Hold up. Wait a minute. Because I'm fucking fighting this. All right. I'm fighting this. I gave you the motherfucker. I know. I gave it to you several times too. All right. And when I made the new email, the DD214 network email, I gave you that one too. I am 100% certain.
Bruh.
Now, I may not be the best producer, but I know god fucking damn well I'm a goddamn good boss. So I know damn well that
John,
I
you're the best, you. You're the best producer I've ever had. I love you. John, can I just say one thing politely, John? You can't tell people that they've always had the keys if you didn't tell them the keys were in the drawer. And they never knew to go to the drawer to look in the keys. That's all I'm saying. That's it. That's all I'm saying.
But I just want to add on to that, that we all stick our hands in the same drawer.
Okay, so
me and Joe do not use that drawer. That's the difference. I knew I had access. I knew where the keys were. I'm talking
about the chat.
Oh, I know.
That's the drawer I'm talking about.
I believe you when you say you probably gave Joe all that access, and you even probably somewhat made him aware of it. But like Joe's saying, like, dude, we're like blackout sometimes, dude. Like, we don't, like, please don't tell me.
Here we go.
Oh, here it comes. I just pissed John off.
He done just went back through like 2 years of fucking chat history and found this shit. And it was like day two of me being in the fucking chat or something like that.
I gave it to you. I gave it to you on October 19th, 2022, and then I gave it to you January 18th, 2023 on Discord. Now on Facebook. Yeah.
What the
fuck? We used to love each other on Discord. We don't do that no more.
Yeah, I know. We used to talk a lot on Discord. We got busy.
People got busy. What are you gonna do? People get busy. It's not much you can do.
Now the Facebook, I'm not scrolling up that shit.
No, don't. That's a fucking ghost.
But
our group chat in Messenger is like a fucking ghost world. It is like you will enter.
It's gonna get lost in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I promise you, I always give people the keys. Oh, I always give people the keys. But we have another email. Good morning. My PR firm has opportunities for you to be featured on NASDAQ and Forbes. No. And the last one, I actually wrote back to them. So the first one was, Hi there, I'm BB from Magic Mind. We love your podcast, DD214 Gaming Podcast. This is when we were gaming. We'd like to sponsor one or more of your episodes, but briefly on Magic Mind, it's our 2-ounce elixir, which makes people more productive, focused and less stressed through the nootropics, adaptogens, natural ingredients, and mushrooms inside. Let me know if you're interested. So I was like, okay. I was like, yeah, I'm interested. What is the criteria? So they wrote back, thanks for getting back to us. I've had a chat with my team. We were really excited about the possibility of collaborating.
But
it seems our current campaign not be the best match for a partnership at the moment. So I wrote back and I was like, okay, thank you. But was there a reason why? I have other podcasts that are not as wild as DD214 Network. And they said, I should have clarified this. It wasn't about the content being too wild or anything. It was just about more fitting with the specific campaign objectives and target demo that we had planned. So I took that you don't like our inconsistent numbers, all right?
I mean, dude, we're not exactly... I wouldn't even know where to put our demographic at. Like, just the three of us. If you put the three of us in a room and said, this is your demographic... I have no fucking idea what anybody would even be able to like where they would even be able to start trying to pinpoint how to reach the three of us all at once.
Yeah.
It would be almost functionally impossible. And I kind of can see that where it's like, yeah, you might have a product, but your target demo, I don't even know what our demo is. Like other than the fact that all three of us are veterans. Outside of that, we are three wildly different personalities. Three wildly different like people, you know what I mean? And we just kind of come together at the smoke circle once a week and fucking hang out. And trying to like put a very specific notch in that. I wouldn't fucking hawk your shit on our fucking podcast either, dude. You know what I mean? What do you want me to say, dude? It's like I'm just being honest.
I think it's absolutely funny too. I got to look more into that because there are opportunities there that we probably didn't even realize, especially since we're about to hit episode 150. You know, but it is funny that they're there. You know that it exists
very much so. It's mildly hilarious. I'm not gonna lie to hear people that like they were trying to reach out and they're like, but wait a minute, like I just don't know about you guys. Like, oh, no way. You don't say.
Yeah, I was, and at first I was just like, well, were we too? And then. And it's just kind of funny because you see them there and it's just like an elixir. Why do you want to? You haven't seen any of us drink healthy anything on this show.
Fucking smoke weed and fucking drink beer on here, dude. Like, what the fuck?
I just, you know what I mean? Like, we're not even out of my lip and you're trying to sell us some healthy shit. What the
fuck? Yeah, I have Joe's dipping. I got fucking tobacco pouches fucking right here. Like snake bites, dude. I'm sorry, dude. Like, this is definitely DD214 and not probably your target demographic. These poor people, like they want, you can hear it in the letter they wrote, in the email they wrote. They're trying to be polite. They're trying. And then all of a sudden it just goes to like, maybe you guys aren't for us. It's like, yeah, you're probably fucking right. We're not for you. It's probably wise to stay the fuck away sometimes.
Yeah. Dylan wants to know how we got started and found each other to make this podcast happen. Oh man. I mean, it's always good to have a refresher, right?
Every now and then. It's not bad.
I think it's more interesting though, the story of how I came to be.
I would agree. I would agree with that because we started.
I feel like that's when we, because like after the big event happened, we kind of just cut the ribbon and we broke ground and we slated the jackhammers down and then you came on. But we're gonna go from there, from that point. Yeah, you know,
we had a foundation, but the structure as we've been building it has changed from what we started at, and that's okay. And we've been rolling with it like that. So now what we've built, especially along with Joe here, is the plan. There was a little bit of a redesign. So although we are at 149 episodes today, next week apparently is going to be the big 150. Even though we're at 149 episodes today, there is almost an entire year's worth of content prior to that. When it was me and John and there were some others involved, and we kind of leave that part out, and that's kind of our own volition. And
you'll see it in the documentary one day.
Yeah, we protect the innocent here as well as the guilty. Like we literally are very neutral here. So when stuff happens, like we don't come back out swinging. We're just still here. So the house got redesigned, the building got fucking built, but the design definitely got changed. And so that's kind of what you're seeing now is the fruition of about. Not quite four years, but me and John met about 4 years ago this month, February, March. It was before Corona. Remember, John? It was before Corona.
Right before.
It was right before Corona, and then yeah, and so like me and John have kind of been around each other for about 4 years now, but this podcast is only running on about 3 years. What we're calling this specific podcast, like the DD214 Network podcast, formerly DD214 Gaming,
and we're still molding it.
It is still molding. It is still an object in motion. 100% still an object in motion. The building design is still changing. We don't care. I mean, that's probably obvious, especially to people that would like to try to sponsor us. Like, good fucking luck, dude. Because like.
Yeah. And I just want to say something too. I found someone on YouTube using DD214 Gaming, not the URL, but the name. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, we own this through copyright laws. DD214 Gaming is not dead. It's just on a stalemate. While we grow this, there's other focuses that need to be put in play first before
we
get back to that. And that's just what's going on.
The idea at the beginning that it was going to be a military-centric gaming podcast. And then the gaming industry right around the time of Corona and a little bit before, it was happening before Corona, but Corona kind of exacerbated the situation. And since Corona, the gaming industry is in the toilet right now. And so
there was no way that we could keep our podcast revolving around Call of Duty every fucking year. Yeah,
well, and it just gets old. And then there's a lot of hype about games, and then the games come out and they're dog shit. And it keeps happening, and it just keeps happening, and it keeps happening. That's why I'm looking forward to you talking about Helldivers here in a minute, John, is because that actually looks like a fun game to play. And it looks like a fun game to play with friends. And that's, you know, I look more forward to like when you're actually having fun. I'm tired of talking shit all the time. All the fucking fun, happy people I know up here do nothing but talk shit all the time. I like having fun. I like letting off some steam. I like not being such a serious fucking asshole sometimes. You know what I mean? And every week we were talking about a different game that was a different piece of shit. And totally not what they fucking promised. And it was just like over and over.
And most of it was Grand Theft Auto 5, just milking the cow.
Milking the tit.
How much we loved Red Dead Redemption.
And they destroyed the online version of that. And it's just like, there's been no added content to Red Dead 2. Like that whole thing, it made the whole podcast, it kind of gave it a negative slant because we never had anything good to say. we never, and I like being positive. I like, I kind of need it. I need positivity in my life too, right? You
fooled me, Jay.
Look at me. Look at this. Look at this. I need positivity in my life. Please. Can somebody give me a flower to look at in a field or some shit? You know what I mean? Like, for the love of all that is holy. Like, I already know where I'm going. I already know when I'm going, where I'm going, like, when I leave this earth someday, and it ain't fucking north, homies. All right? I'm headed fucking due south on a fucking rocket ship. Okay? Like,
oh, like, Dylan.
I'm not spending a week and a half of my fucking week every week being more negative about shit. You know what I mean?
So since you're new coming here, Dylan, you have to know Jay doesn't have a gaming PC. If he were to come, and let me tell you something, if he were to come into PC and come into Red M, they would have a fucking handful with Jay, because he would follow the rules, but he would make sure that each rule was close to being broken.
That is exactly how I did it in the Army, though, and it worked. Look at this fucking haircut. You guys like this fucking haircut? This is my new fucking haircut.
I like the haircut. I like it.
This haircut is in regulation in the United States Army. Do you know how fucking hard I had to fight for it when I was fucking still in the infantry? I got dressed down by a sergeant major in fucking Afghanistan over this fucking haircut, and there is nothing wrong with it, and it's in regulation.
Beautiful. Like,
thank you.
It's covered by your cover when you're.
It's not even that. It's not even that. It's fucking tapered. It's faded. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like, it goes exactly up to the fucking line. There's no fucking hair. There's no fucking hair below my eyebrows. These are the rules of the time. I don't know if 670-1 changed since I got out. I've only been out for a couple of years. Okay. Yeah. Everything is prim and proper. I got dressed down in Afghanistan by a sergeant major in the middle of fucking DFAC over this haircut. I know how to read.
Beautiful.
I know how to read. I know what words mean when you say certain words, right?
Like, well, yeah. Here's the thing with guys in the Army. A lot of us join the Army because we didn't go to college. So, you know, we know how to read. We just don't need crayons like the other guys. So you want to hear about Helldivers real quick?
I would, actually, because it does. I've been reading about it, and I've noticed that a lot of people are really like up this game's ass right now. It does look fun. So can you tell us a little bit about it? Like, it does look like a fun game.
So other than me getting my refund back from Taxi Simulator, I didn't have to do that with Helldivers 2. I didn't even know there was a Helldivers 1. I don't even know what it is. All I know is that Helldivers 2 ended up in my Steam library. And, you know, like, a lot of people are comparing it to Starship Troopers, the game, but there was a Starship Troopers game. I played the alpha of that, and it was fucking terrible. I mean, the game came out in full release, and it was terrible. But this one is just fucking great. You drop in to a planet, and you fight bugs with your friends. It is PvE, not PvP, so you don't have to worry about, you know, other people coming in and fucking your shit up.
Hackers.
Yeah. What else? You drop in, you find, and you get different objectives. You destroy an egg nest. You take out a swarm of robots, because it's not just bugs. There's a couple planets with robots on them too, and they get pretty grim. And you know, the moments that you create in this game are, you know, like snowflakes. You can't make it happen again, you know. And the game is unforgiving. For example, they have pods. So these pods, let's say you're either reinforcing your teammate to come back in or getting a supply drop. Let's say, Jay, I'm trying to revive Squillini back into the game. Mm-hmm. And I drop the, it's like an orb with a light. And what it does is it makes a signal like, oh, this is where this is landing. So let's say you're standing right where that objective is in the middle of a firefight, and Squillini's pod lands on top of you, you're gonna die.
Regular mechanics, then.
Yeah,
those are good mechanics. I'm okay with that.
And it kills enemies too. You know, it's a good tactic to use against enemies. Another cool thing is that, and I call it cool because it's realistic in the minds of in a war perspective. If you run across gunfire, what's gonna happen, guys?
You're gonna get fucking raked and shot.
Oh yeah,
it has friendly fire. So,
and you can't from what I understand, you can't shut it off. So if you're with your teammates and you run across your teammates' fire, or if they put down a sentry and you get hit by it, you're gonna die.
Oh yes, that's, I mean, that's why we establish freaking sectors of fire, and that's why a lot of times, a lot of what you don't see when we train to fight with firearms, right? Like with weapons. A lot of it is what you would think would be called wasting bullets, but you're not wasting bullets. What you're doing is you're establishing areas where the enemy cannot fucking go into, or they can't poke their head up, or they can't run across or whatever without being fucking tapped.
Yeah. Okay. And that's another thing, the ammunition as well. So you know how in actually every single shooter game, when you shoot your weapon, and I'm a guy who, if I play a shooter, I shoot, I kill, immediately reload. That's just something that I just normally did. And, you know, your ammunition will go into your next magazine, right? Not in this one. If you reload that ammo, the rest of that ammo that's inside that last magazine, you don't get it back. So you need to be tactical with...
Not a huge fan of that one.
Not a lot of people are. Not a lot of people are.
Better on that one. I'm not a huge fan of that either.
Yeah. So, I mean, I will say at first I did not like it because it's kind of annoying, especially because you're trying to expend ammo so much. Oh, my God. It's Sonic fucking Andy. My boy from Scotland. My Lord.
Put him up. What'd he say? What's going on, Andy? Welcome, dude. Welcome.
I haven't seen him in the dog's age. My friend, I love you, my friend. I hope you're doing good. I miss you guys in Scotland. I truly do miss you guys. But yeah, that ammunition mechanic, I thought it was annoying at first, but after my wife just said, "Holy shit, Andy." Yeah, like It's
there,
like,
he is, Andy.
It really is. Holy shit. It's Sonic Andy. But yeah, so, the ammunition, it was very annoying at first because you're so used to killing your enemy, reloading. But after getting used to it, you really start becoming a little more smarter with how you use your ammunition, especially since you could switch from a heavy to your main to your pistol.
You get used to it.
So after... Like Dylan said, it adds a realism and takes away the arcade-like gameplay, which takes a different breed of gamer. And Jay, I'm telling you,
I would probably like it.
I think you would. And it's a shame when I'm about to tell you, because I know it's going to be so hard for it to happen. And look, he knows what I'm about to say too. You know, like there was going to be a time, and you said it. There was going to be a time that when it does happen and when it was right for you, you would end up making the move to the PlayStation, because we all know fucking you're either choosing to pay rent or you're choosing to buy a PC at this point in this time and age. So it's, you know, do you think that Helldivers might be that game?
No, it's probably not going to be Helldivers. And it's probably not going to be GTA 6 either, but
yeah,
when there is a library, when there's a library, so it's probably going to be at the end of the console cycle, just like I got the PS4. And I got the PS4 in late 2018, and I still only own a handful of games. I mean, we're talking like, it's the expenditure, sir, is when the output is less than the expenditure. We don't buy. Like, that's, I don't know how to, like, that's just my philosophy. And I'm still playing fucking Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yeah. Well,
saying out loud, you know what I mean?
Well, Squillini, what did
you still have? Ragnarok. I do still have Ragnarok. I have not touched that one yet. And I'm looking forward to touching that when I do, but I'm still playing Red Dead 2, bro. Like, it's one of the
best games in the world, man.
It is. And that's not exactly an excuse, but that's, Helldivers is like all the PS5 has right now. I don't give a fuck about Spider-Man. Okay, I know the Spider-Man game was good. Don't give a fuck about that one.
It was a really good game.
Dude, didn't the DLC just release for it just the other day?
Oh, they still do that?
One.
I think the latest Spider-Man, there was like a new Game Plus mode that was added.
That was already there when I got it. Because you got to think, I got Spider-Man 2 and a PS5 back with... back at Christmas, and the Game Plus was already there. Like, once I 100%ed it, I gave me the option to start a new game in the Game Plus.
Nice. Well, oh, don't even get Jay started on Arma. He fucking loves Arma.
I can sit down and watch Arma. Like, I can legitimately, like, watch a game of Arma, because it's kind of like watching people play a game of chess, but with war. And, like, yeah. I can watch a game of Arma. And there's certain people out there that the content producers that they'll get different views of, like, both sides and shit. And it basically is like a movie of a battle. And it's kind of like that's – and you can hear the people talking. And, like, I'm like, okay, I can get behind that shit. I don't know if I would have fun playing it, but I can watch it. I can at least watch it.
Well, what if you were in like a commander mode where you give out the positions and things to help?
Maybe. I'm good on the radio. I am good on the radio. I mean, that's what you do. Like, do you guys want to hear about one of my saddest days in the army?
I do.
And it's not going to be like what you think of when I say the saddest day. One day I was in the field, and we'd been in the field all year. We were getting ready to go back to Afghanistan. And my platoon sergeant pulled me to the side, and I was a squad leader at the time. I was still a sergeant, like a buck sergeant. I was getting ready to pick up staff sergeant. We're in the field. We've been in the field all fucking year, you know, like just with little breaks in between, you know what I mean? Just field all year. And my platoon sergeant pulls me to the side, and he's like, Campbell, like, I love you. I love everything you do. And like, I look like, you're doing everything right. You have got to remember your biggest weapon now as a squad leader is your fucking radio. It is not your M4. And like, it was the way he said it. And the way I was like, fuck, he's right. Like, I had no argument, zero argument, because he's right. Like, all of a sudden I had to be the guy that lived. I had to be the guy to live because I was, you know, at that level, basically, of like.
That's an interesting point of view to look at.
Yes. And it was, I don't want to say it was disheartening. It was just, I realized like I had made it to that particular echelon of serving, where if I get my head turned into a canoe, it could fuck everything up. You know what I mean? It's like, I never gave a fuck if my head got turned into a canoe, right? But fucking now, it's a lot more important if you survive as long as possible. You don't assault the shit with your troops. You're fucking, that's what your troops do. And then you come in slightly behind them as they're assaulting. You know what I mean? And you're relaying action and freaking stuff that's happening, like, as it happens. And that's,
yeah,
when all of a sudden, like, that was a really sad day for Jay. the radio was my most powerful weapon. So, but yes, I am very good on the radio. And so I would be a good radio operator in Arma, but I don't know that I would actually have fun playing the game. Like, I like watching it. It's fun to watch. That's understandable. I like watching people's tactics. Watching what they do and how they try to flank or counterflank, or when they're on the objective and somebody's being doing very well defensively, and you have to adjust your tactics when they're doing well defensively. You have to adjust your tactics because you can only take so many losses. You know what I mean? Like, once the losses start stacking, the objective becomes, are we trying to take the objective whole? Because if we're taking a shitload of losses, we might need to just fucking blow the objective. But then we did not complete our original objective. of taking the objective whole, right? So it's like you win, but you lose, right? And that's the infantry. We either win or we destroy everything while we're losing, right? And that's kind of like, it's kind of gross. It's kind of, ooh.
Now, Swellini, what were you going to say for the last 20 minutes?
Fuck.
Andy says he loves Capture the Flag. Me and Andy used to run Capture the Flag all the time. But yes, Swellini, what were you going to say?
I mean, at some point, it's going to come down to, because obviously we know how Jay is with his video game and shit like that. And he's few and far between, like he said, fucking Red Dead. He's still playing RDR2. And I mean, shit, I've just recently restarted another playthrough of it from the beginning myself.
Thank you.
But
it's a good game.
First off, I need you to play fucking Ragnarok.
Agree, and it's coming. I'm just,
because I've been like, because I've got a huge fucking backlog between PC, which
I got a few
PS5, like I've got 40 or 50 games that I'm like three quarters of the way through or a quarter of the way through, and then it's like, okay, well, I don't feel like playing this anymore, let me switch to it.
Dude, I'm that's how I am right now. I'm like in between LA Noir and Mafia right now, and I'm just like, oh.
LA Noir is pretty cool. I remember that one. That's a good game.
Really good. It's going to come down to the point, though, that at some point, me and John are just going to have to chip in and buy you a fucking gaming laptop.
We can get you on
some of the games that you can't get.
In fact, even better, our DD214 friend, Jeremy Strobridge, he just got himself a Razer laptop, and he got it pretty cheap, I will say.
I don't even know what the fuck you guys are talking about.
Did you say your laptop was dying anyway? You're in the market, asshole.
It's not dying. It's just...
No, it's dying. Swellini, it's dying, right?
She's just showing her age. All right.
And then, you know, John's over here. I want to touch back on your comment about between buying a PC and paying rent.
Yeah.
John makes that comment, and then I'm over here, and it's like, I've got three fucking computers in my office. I just bought, this past week, I just bought a 12-inch fucking iPad Pro.
Dude, if I knew how to, like, hawk computer items, I'd rob your whole apartment of just your computer shit. If I knew how to hawk computer items, dude. I'm just saying.
That's why I have an extensive security system.
I
love you too.
Well, he moved away from the fentanyl house, so yeah. You know, his location was compromised at once, but not anymore.
Actually, probably right before the KC trip, once the missus is done with grad school on the 2nd of May, mm-hmm. he's giving me her MacBook. And what I'm going to do is trade her MacBook and my Mac Mini in to get the new MacBook Air that just came out, because because her MacBook's old, my Mac Mini's a little bit older, and the new MacBook Air has a lot of the features I need. Plus, with traveling a lot coming up here soon, with her finally finishing grad school and us having time to do like that,
something
a little bit portable podcasting on the go.
Hey, I just want to give a big shout out. So, big shout out to her, man. That's big shit, straight up.
And
it's God-tier, baby. Let's go.
And with the new MacBook Air that they just announced, they announced it Monday and it officially released yesterday. That thing's a fucking powerhouse, and I can trade like my Mac Mini and her MacBook. I trade those in. I only have to pay $210 out after tax out of pocket. To get the new one.
That's not bad.
Because I also do that. I flip shit too. Like I'll buy something, I'll use it for a year, and then I trade it in, get that credit to go towards the newest item.
Fuck yeah. Do you guys want, I got some news if you guys want to get into that.
Yeah, why the hell not?
Just out of curiosity.
Did either of you guys watch the State of the Union this week?
No.
You guys don't do that shit?
I was playing video games.
Did either of you see
the geriatric patient up there talking? I was busy playing video.
It's okay. It's okay. That's not what I was talking about. Did you see the Republican response to it though?
I did watch that because I think you shared it.
Yeah. Oh, I shared it because I tried to watch it. And then it was like, I made it through about 3 minutes and I was trying. And like, that was some fucking straight, like creepy ass Stepford fucking wife shit, dude. Like, it was like, it's like, and we just believe that all you need to do is whatever we tell you to do. And I'm going to sit in my kitchen.
And of course the Republican response was, what was it? Alabama?
Oh my, it was Alabama. This is like, I'm going to sit in my creepy fucking Southern kitchen. And just, I don't even know where the fuck that came from. That was like, is this really what politics has become in America? Because like, holy fuck shit. Holy fuck shit.
And this
like,
is that,
like, dude, like Ronald Reagan's spinning in his fucking grave, bro. Like that motherfucker is going to like create a fucking vortex soon, dude. He's spinning so hard. Like, I have no clue what the fuck's going on. And I'm going to leave it right there. No clue. I don't know what fucking timeline we're living in. No clue. Like, that was like some weird ass shit. That's all I could say. Like, some weird ass shit. Like, and that was the official response.
The official
response. Not a response. The official response. Like, no clue.
Oh, man. So, you got anything else before we hit the news? No? Okay.
No, you're good.
We're going to start with the good news, and then we're going to get into the more ridiculous news.
Okay.
And then we're going to get with the sad one first.
Okay.
So we lost two National Guard soldiers over the weekend. A helicopter crashed into the U.S.-Mexico border on Friday.
It was three, brother.
It killed two National Guard soldiers and a Border Patrol agent.
Okay. Yeah, there were. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and another soldier on board was injured. The UH-72 Lakota helicopter was assigned to the federal government's border security mission when it went down near Rio Grande City, according to a statement by JTF North. The command overseeing the mission says that the cause is under investigation. We like to joke around here, but we don't joke around about people losing their lives, especially when it's our brothers and sisters in uniforms and anybody else who's serving the good fight, and anybody else for that matter. This is definitely a huge loss to our forces, especially the National Guard. I don't know. It's sad, you know, and it's helicopters lately.
I never flew into Lakota. I've been in a Black Hawk about a million times. I've been in a Chinook about a million times. I've even been in Hueys. I've been in Hueys a few times. Helicopters are a little bit different. If like, basically like when they brief you on like, oh shit procedures, the oh shit procedure is like, keep your seatbelt on and fucking, there's usually like netting behind you and just fucking grab onto the netting. That's all they tell you. Cause like help. When helicopters crash, when there's a catastrophic failure of something and they go down, all you can do is hang on. All you can do is fucking hang on.
It's heartbreaking. It really is heartbreaking.
It is. Every time you go up, that could be it. And that's something that, you know, we talk, you know, it could be the same thing getting behind the wheel of your car.
Yeah.
But helicopters are a little bit different.
Okay. I always wonder too, because I watch a lot of airsoft videos, and there are like major airsoft events where helicopters are in play. I know you've seen it before, right?
I'm familiar with that. That sounds pretty fucking cool, though.
Oh, it is cool. It looks great.
What? It's MILSIM events for airsoft, and they're using helicopters to like strategically place the troops in certain areas.
Right.
Looks great on footage, to be honest with you, but I always get, especially like for people who, like for me, I get quick motion sickness, you know. Boy, you know, Jay, you witnessed it firsthand. So it's
now
like, always,
fault, hey, now your fault, homie. Everybody, now your fault, homie.
Kansas City, I will defeat you one day, I promise you. But you know, it's definitely a hard loss, and our thoughts and prayers. I know it's very tacky to hear, but our thoughts and prayers do go out to the families lost in this event that happened at the border, you know, especially with all the, with the climate right now down there. It's
is what it is.
Yeah. Next, few women are trying for elite special operation roles. The new data shows, and it shows that in last year, only 17 women have attempted Marine Raider training in the same timeline. And none of those applicants went on to secure a position on SEAL or Raider team. You know, and it's not saying here that it's because they're not having a hard time completing the test. They're just not signing up.
This is what, this is exactly why. And in the early days of this podcast, since we went a little bit into the history of this podcast earlier, in the early days of this podcast, we had a conversation on some episode far, far ago. And I said specifically, I've never had a problem with women being in the infantry, women being in combat roles, women being in any regard in the special services, yeah, you know, like the special people. And the reason is, and I think I even said it then, you're not going to see women signing up in the numbers. So it doesn't matter if they're allowed to or not. They should be allowed to. They should obviously be allowed to serve in combat roles if they want to. But you do have to perform. And it's not about whether they made the, these ladies made it. All set, I guarantee you, all 17 of those ladies that John just talked about are probably fucking way more badass than you watching right now.
That's right.
Guaranteed. Even if they didn't make it, they tried. And they get to say they fucking did that, and you didn't, did you?
Now, other data here says that other services have had more success than others in attracting female candidates in special operations. In the Air Force, 54 women have entered training to join the Special Tactics, Combat Rescue and Pararescue, Tactical Air Control Party, Special Reconnaissance Career Field since 2016.
Fucking PJs. Yep.
But right now, the Air Force has one female special tactics officer and one officer and two female enlisted tactical air control party airmen. The data also reveals for the first time that the Air Force quietly welcomed its first female enlisted special reconnaissance airman in 2022. It also says that the Army has seen 41 female volunteers for special forces assessment and selection. The first phase of the Special Forces Qualification Course, also known as the Q Course, and these three female soldiers have graduated from the Q Course, earning the coveted Green Beret. And one soldier at the time of data compilation was currently attempting the course. So it's happening.
I have to say, I have been to Special Forces Assessment and Selection twice. I also failed twice before I went over to the infantry. I failed twice. That's okay. Like, that's the shit I'm talking about. All those ladies have been there. They get to say for the rest of their lives, they don't have to fucking, when they're dying someday on their fucking bed, when they're like 90 years old, they don't have to fucking wish they fucking tried, right? They will always be and forever be able to say, at least they made the attempt. And what did you say, John? There was three? We got three Green Berets now? I was only tracking one.
Yep, now we got three.
Did you say three? There's three female Green Berets out there. Tell the whole fucking world to suck your dick, even though you got a vag, all right? It's fucking awesome. I fucking love that shit. Like, we don't fucking bend the knee, dude. We make the fucking world bend the knee to us, dude. I fucking dig that shit. Fucking congratulations to the ladies, dude.
That's a big win. This is actually breaking news right now. Okay. Joint VA and Department of Defense medical site launches a new healthcare record system.
Okay.
This started over at the Captain James Lovell Federal Healthcare Center in Illinois on Saturday fully switched over to the new Joint Military and Veterans Affairs electronic health record system, a milestone that officials hope will help jumpstart VA stalled adoption of the software. It started off in North Chicago Complex, the final Defense Department medical site to begin using the new record system, and the first Veterans Affairs site in 21 months to launch the software. Whether the deployment to level FHCC would go ahead as scheduled this month was in doubt just a few weeks ago, with lawmakers and advocates questioning whether enough fixes had been made to VA processes to ensure patient safety. Neil Evans, the acting director, says, "We believe that it is important for us to operate as an integrated system, and we want to make sure that we are integrated and functioning as a cohesive whole and making sure this will work as expected." Do you guys have any issues when navigating through the VA sites when trying to get your DD-214 or try to get information that you need?
I haven't used the online stuff nearly at all yet. I've been almost consistently going to the vet center.
Physically
going to the vet center, and I haven't really touched. That's something like we could talk about offline. It's not because I don't trust the VA. It has nothing to do with that. It's because I don't trust myself with technology. So, it's my stuff. It's my health. And it's like, so I have to make physical phone calls where I talk to an actual person, and I'm still getting used to it. So yeah, I've only been out for a couple of years, John. What do you want me to say? Right. What do you want me to say?
Well, and that's like when I got out, I took all my paperwork, all my packet to my local clerk of court. I had all that shit put into official record through the civilian system. So that way, if I ever need a copy and the VA for some reason can't find my shit, I have another way to get a certified copy of it.
I think you need to talk to me also offline about that. I need to freaking think about that. I will say this, when I go to the vet center, the older vets, the guys that have been there a lot longer than me, have said that here in Kansas City, the VA has gotten like leagues and light years better than it used to be. So apparently the older vets here are noticing changes in the system. Like the guys that have been fucking with it since like the Gulf War, Vietnam. You know what I mean? Those guys are saying like it used to be a fucking shit show, and the VA is now showing signs of systemic change and being better. If that makes sense, John. It does.
Our next thing here, and this is something that I've seen before. It's really no change for me, especially since I, you know, so used to seeing this in New York. New York will send National Guard to subways in wake of violent crimes. And this is something that has been, I don't know if you guys have been
noticing. They've done that before.
And I've seen this, but this time, I mean, so after 9/11, New York, even up until I, you know, because I've spoken about this, my wife and I were vagabonds living in New York City. And even during that time, National Guard troops were in those stations up until right before the pandemic happened. And even a little bit then, you still see them every now and then. I believe there's actually a National Guard center somewhere in Manhattan, but I know that there's a recruitment center in Times Square, which is really beautiful, by the way, to be honest with you.
Probably one of the nicest Army military recruiting centers.
Like, yeah. It's right, literally right in the middle of the city, and it has a big American flag. It's beautiful. I'll have to go over. It's starting to get nice. I'm going to have to make a trip over there soon. But lately, I have been seeing a lot of activity, especially like on social media and videos, where people are getting thrown into the subways. They're getting thrown in front of trains.
A woman got her feet amputated yesterday because her boyfriend pushed her in front of a fucking train. Yeah. I just read that on Reddit this morning, this morning.
It's these train attacks are happening more often. It's crazy. Am I wrong? It's happening a lot.
I don't live there, so I don't know what the culture's like and all that. But like, no. I every time I've ever gone, I grew up out west. Everybody, I grew up out west. I don't know shit about fuck.
Yeah,
the way you people on the East Coast live like wall to wall with each other. I've never experienced that. I have no friend.
I'm fucking with you, man. I'm fucking with you.
Yeah, what the hell you mean by you people?
Hey, us Easterners have pride, all right? We have pride.
Bro, dude, you East Coasters got fucking bigger brass balls than I'll ever fucking have because I couldn't fucking do it. I would have checked out a long fucking time ago if I had to grow up like that, dude. Like, I thought I had it bad in fucking Arizona, you know? And you think I got it bad in Kansas City. Fuck no, dude. Like, wall-to-wall people, wall-to-wall cars.
Yeah.
Wall-to-wall everything. Like, you can't fucking take a piss without somebody fucking being, like, right here fucking watching you fucking do it. Like, fuck that.
And to pretty much give a perspective, because I know there are people who do watch the show who are in the New York area. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen.
I don't know how the fuck you guys do it.
Well, always wanting, you know, I've always had a respect for authority. I never, you know, disrespected. I got my police record is super low. I got arrested for hopping the turnstile. All right.
I don't know why you're apologizing. I don't like going to jail either, John. Yeah. I don't like going to fucking jail either.
So, you know, I had no issue. And here's the thing. When the National Guard were there, you have to expect the National Guard are going to have a dog with them. They're also going to have the NYPD with them. On top of that, they're going to check your fucking bags, okay? There's a lot of things happening in big cities right now. Jay just said it, okay? It just happened. And a woman just lost her feet because of her damn boyfriend. What the hell? You know, they're going to check your bags, okay? They're going to have metal detectors. And here's another thing. A lot of states are legalizing cannabis. You can't travel state lines with cannabis.
Nope, don't do it. Don't do it. When I was still with my ex-old lady, dude, like, we had to go north and change state lines to see her parents once in a while. And we didn't take cannabis with us, man. That's not...
You can't.
You don't cross state lines. It doesn't matter how legal it is. If you are crossing into a state where there are really any different laws at all, it's still federally. Yeah. It is still federally illegal.
Yeah. The only exception is for medical patients, and it only depends if the state that you're going to, the two states have a relationship with each other regarding the medical cannabis situation.
It ain't no different than carrying firearms.
Exactly. So, I mean,
You've got to treat it smartly. You've got to plan your trips. You've got to know, like, if you're a cannabis user, you need to know where you're going, and you better have a hookup while you're there. That's all I can say. Do not cross state lines with cannabis. Don't. Just don't. Go ahead, John. I'm sorry for interrupting.
No, it's okay. Cardenas, I got you, man. I appreciate the offer. So, are you guys ready for the wall of shame?
Is Cardenas in there? Is Cardenas in the chat?
He's in the chat.
Yo, what's up, baby? What's up, dude?
Yeah, he said that you like to wear your sunglasses indoors at night or something like that.
He would know. He's one of the few that actually would know, yes. And yes, I still have them, Cardenas. Yeah, like, see? Elvis?
What?
I never stopped loving Elvis, baby. I never stopped loving Elvis, baby. Yeah, wouldn't be done. Poor Cardenas. I think Cardenas, I could be wrong. I think Cardenas drove me to Springfield one time in my car. I think. It might have been Cardenas or it might have been one of the other engineers, but... I would have somebody drive my car and we would like spend a weekend in like Springfield, Missouri, which is about an hour away from Fort Leonard Wood while we were stationed there.
Yeah.
And the reason I would have somebody drive my car is because the alcohol laws in Missouri allow you to drink an open container in a car as long as you are the passenger, as long as in certain corridors. It's not for every municipality. So like as soon as you exit the corridor, it's no longer legal, but if you're on the corridor, legal. And so like we would go from Fort Leonard Wood. This is back in the olden days when like Four Loko was a thing. I would get two fucking watermelon Four Lokos, dude. And I'd be feeling pretty fucking happy by the time we got to fucking Springfield. And I don't know if Cardenas was a driver at one time, but I definitely know he was on one of the trips. Cause we did that every once in a blue moon, but it wasn't a blue moon. It was more like, I don't know. Once every 2 or 3 months, we'd end up in Springfield, and there's a fucking piano bar there, and like we would just, yeah. There he goes at the roadie sodies. Thank you. Pin the castle on my collar. Yeah, I still remember that song, Cardenas. I still remember that song.
So, all right, because we have to end up pretty soon. So first guy on the wall of shame is a man named Dawood Hakim Duran. And Mr. Duran he's been indicted for posing as a doctor to steal $50,000 in the suicide prevention funds from a Veterans Affairs grant program.
Oh, God.
Yep. So he's on the wall of shame. He stole a lot of the money, and now he's going to fucking jail for it.
Oops. Does it say how long he's getting?
He faces a maximum sentence of 30 years in prison and fines up to $500,000 for the crime.
And he was just trying to get 50K? And he was just trying to get 50K?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a bad criminal. You're a bad criminal. You suck. You suck at getting away with shit. Like, you're about to do fucking hard time and like $500,000. And you were only trying to get 50K, dude. It didn't even make it worth it. It didn't even make it worth it.
And here comes the best wall of shame we're ever going to have. Jay's going to have a lot to talk about. This is the best thing to end the show with. A civilian worker for the Air Force has been charged with illegally sending secret information about Russia's war against Ukraine through a foreign dating website to a woman claiming to be in Ukraine. David Slater, 63, a former Army Lieutenant Colonel, who was working in the civilian role for U.S. Strategic Command, was arrested Saturday, by the Justice Department said on Monday. The Assistant Attorney General for the Justice Department said in a statement that Slater acted in blatant disregard for the security of his country and his oath to safeguard its secrets. The message, which prosecutors allege was sent over email and through the dating platform to a woman who said was living in Ukraine, occurred from February 22 to April 22, a time frame that includes Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine on February 24th. So prosecutors say the woman regularly asked Slater to provide sensitive, non-public, closely held, and classified national defense information, calling him her secret informant love. In some of the messages, an indictment alleges the woman referred to the war, including asking, "Beloved Dave, do NATO and Biden have a secret plan to help us?" and stating that the supply of weapons is completely classified, which is great. And in another message, he had forgotten information about a specified but unnamed Slater had gotten information about a specified but unnamed country and added, "I hope you will tell me right away. You are my secret agent. With love." So David Slater's going to jail for betraying his country. I wonder what this is going to look like for his veteran benefits, if he has any.
Gone. Out the window. Fucking gone. You lose them all.
Yeah.
By the way, the name of this show is DD214. All right? When you get that fucking thing, yes, it's your fucking security blanket, okay? That's your fucking whoopee. For the time that you fucking spent serving your country. If you go against that, they're going to take it all away. You still have to behave after you get out, you dumb motherfuckers. You still have to behave after you get out, you dumb motherfuckers.
You betrayed your country.
You betrayed your country, you fucking cocksuck. You worthless fucking cheese under the fucking like foreskin cocksuck. Fuck you. Enjoy prison, bitch.
At 69 years old, by the way.
Dude, fuck him. I hope he dies there. And I hope he dies soon.
He's going to. We don't tolerate traitors. We don't tolerate fascism.
I'm the old man of the podcast. I remember the fucking 80s. I remember the fucking 80s. I was a child, but I remember the fucking 80s. Guess who our fucking enemies were in the 80s? Living memory, asshole, cocksucks. You want fucking Russia to win? Eat a fat fucking cock. Eat a fat one. Enjoy prison, bitch, and all your benefits are gone. Fuck you. I love you, John.
I love you too, man. And that will conclude the 149th episode of the DD214 Network podcast. We had a packed house today. What you got, Scolini?
Were we not going to touch on Jake Paul and Tyson real quick?
Ooh, yes.
Yeah, super quick.
Yeah.
Sports,
So yeah, I mean, anybody that's been paying attention to any semblance of sports news this week knows that on June 20th, we're going to have Jake Paul versus fucking Tyson live on Netflix in a fucking box.
It's on Netflix. That's what's killing me. A boxing so here's, on Netflix.
Here's the thing. Netflix is starting to get into that realm of doing like live events. And so when we were talking about WWE earlier this year, actually technically a couple weeks ago, WWE and Netflix signed a deal starting next year. Monday Night Raw is moving from cable television to Netflix. So, you know, Netflix is trying to expand because they're losing people. So they're trying to expand and do these other things to bring more money back into their pocket. Mm-hmm. Granted, here's my thing. Fucking, we've got Mike fucking Tyson versus some dumbass kid that got famous on the internet.
Except the dumbass kid has put some work in. He has put some work in.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely put some work in, but I'm going to just say my money's on Tyson. I'm calling Tyson. Tyson fucking takes him out in a heartbeat. There's been some things released about like the stipulations for the fight and shit. I don't have the exacts. I'll pull it up because we'll have to deep dive a little bit further into it next week.
We still got time. We still got time.
That's what I'm talking about. The rules, like, Paul's allowed to wear fucking headgear where Tyson Tyson has to weigh in, but Jake Paul doesn't. Jake Paul isn't getting drug tested, but Tyson is. Like, there's all these weird fucking stipulations in Jake Paul's favor.
Well, we all know what's going to happen anyway. Mike Tyson's going to knock him the fuck out, or he's going to hurt him pretty bad.
So, yeah,
I just want to reiterate that I'm disgusted with this timeline. Like, just want to reiterate.
You live in a GTA timeline. That's all I have to say about that.
It's a little disappointing. Yep. It's a little disappointing.
Yep.
So,
but you know what? It's going to be okay. It's still going to be okay.
He's not going to be okay.
I mean, they're both getting paid. Would you take like $20 million, take some shots to the head, dude? Because I'm not going to lie, I probably don't have like too many fucking screws left to like fuck with in my head, but.
I'll take for $20 million, I'll let Mike.
You can knock the rest of those screws right out. I don't give a fuck.
Fuck it. Like, fuck it. Like.
And make sure you get the slow-mo camera on my face too when I get hit. That's all I want.
Yeah.
Guys, you know what time it is? We're here at the end. We are in the final thought, and as always, the theme never changes. 22 a day, way too many. All right, and we need to bring that number down, okay? I mean, the number may be down, to be honest with you, or it may be up, but the fact of the matter is people are still doing it. People are still taking their lives. We can't have that happen anymore. Your mental health is super important. You need to talk to a doctor, your husband, your wife, your kids, somebody. Hanging on to all that negative weight is going to build up on you, and it's going to hurt. We don't want that for you. You need to pick up your phone and talk to somebody. And if you don't want to talk to any of the people that I listed, you don't want to talk to us, maybe you need to talk to a stranger. And you can do that by just hitting 988. It is being promoted all over the place. You see it on signs in parking lots. You see it on posters, on walls, doctor's offices, police stations, schools. You need to hit 988. You can also dial 1-800-273-8255. 1-800-273-TALK. You could also, if you're out of the country, you can also go to www. Oh, there it is. Yeah. IASP.info/resources/crisis_centers. And wherever area that you're in, whether you're in Canada, South America, the UK, you can find local resources there for you today. We can't have any more of this. And next week, I hope to see you in formation in 168 hours, whether you're in the Army, the Marine Corps, the Air Force, the Coast Guard, the National Guard,
Space Force.
Space Force. I'm pretty sure they're going to have a Space Guard one day, too.
They probably will. They probably will.
They'll be up in the ISS.
I did my part.
We all did our part. And guys, do your part, too. We love you. We'll see you next week. Stay alive. Stay healthy. Drink water.
Next week's 150, dude. Let's fucking party.
We're going to party next week for 150.
Let's
fucking party
next week, dude. It's 150. Let's go. Let's fucking go.
You guys have an amazing week. Oh, the weather's beautiful. Just go out. Just go outside and touch grass.
Let's fucking do it.